What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio. I'm your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and now we got a special guest that's returning on the show again. She's a beautiful model that's calling in from the Dominican Republic. Welcome back, Isma.
Hello. We are here on my
home
again.
Yeah.
How many times have I been here?
About three times now. Three times now doing her thing, man. She had a relationship, man, for years, man. She's been doing her thing, and I appreciate her a lot, and I'm glad to have you back on the show. You know, it's always fun having you on the show, and as we continue to grow our friendship that has been growing for years, it's always a great pleasure hearing all the new things going on with you. You always keeping yourself busy and working hard, and I tip my hat off to the effort to support others. How's things been in the Dominican Republic since we last talked, and what's been going on with you in modeling?
A lot of crazy things is really happened here, if I'm being honest with you, because the industry, cinema industry is always ruin fast and changing all the time, you know. So, but I always remember my first time here was before the pandemic or after the pandemic. I can't believe it's already 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a little while now. It's been a little while. So how's things going on with modeling over there? How's the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, so many things is happening now. But, you know, after the pandemic, the modeling industry changed a lot, especially with the bookings. So for us, it's very easy. It's like you don't need to be traveling time. It's like many productions are always recording here. So I can tell you, the last year was one of the most productive years for me, because we've been working in many productions from other countries. They just come here and the record movies, video clips, all the things. So I think it's awesome, because no matter what, we are still working and growing, and we can still be in our projects at the same time.
Awesome. Now bear with us. Remember, she calling in for the Dominican Republic international style, and Isma doing her thing. So what's new with you in modeling? What you been working on when it comes to modeling and everything? Any new things?
Can say it again, please?
Yeah, so what's been going on with you with modeling? Any new photo shoots, fashion shows? What's going on with that?
Yeah, by now I'm working in the new steps, like fitness models. Was a decision who takes me a few years, you know? I was like, maybe I can try or maybe not. You know, in my first interview and the second too, we always talk about my passion for fitness, wellness, and personal care, healthy care. But I never try this change, you know, like a new physical body, not only physical change, it's more inside change. So the fitness world for me is like, I feel like a baby with a new toy, you know, I'm trying, I'm meeting new people. This world is very different than modeling. I mean, people are more open to help you, are more open to work with you. And that's amazing. You know, it's amazing how in this world, you can always be trying new things and learning new things, because I started my career as a fashion model, but now trying in the fitness world is very different, but also excited, you know.
Absolutely. You really represent for the people of the Dominican Republic and do so very well. I remember how you explained. You're welcome. I remember how you explained how things are different for models in the DR, and that makes your journey even more inspiring as you continue to build yourself. Anyone that's been on your page could see you've been on talk shows, red carpet appearances, and more. Could you fill us in on some of the shows you were in and events you recently attended?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Always people can contact me. I just have personal. I have a personal number, but at the same time, I have a work number. It's always on my page on Instagram and also for my email. Or people can just contact me directly on my DM on Instagram.
Now, I think she missed the question there because, you know, the reception kind of crazy. Now, could you fill us in on some of the shows you were in recently and the events that you attended? Because I seen in your pictures you attended a friend event that he was like a movie producer or something like that, right?
Yes, you know, yes, we talk about fitness, but we don't talk about my new projects as an actress. I've been learning some masterclass, so many classes, and I've been working like an extra one-liner, like an actress. So I can say I am every day one step more closer than my real version or my real potential. I mean, just as an Asian woman, I think we never have enough, you know? We are always trying to grow and step and being step by step more closer to the big dreams, you know? Mm. Yes, I remember when we talked about how difficult can be this career in Dominican Republic. But I think when you are a positive person and when you are always trying, one day you're gonna find the right people, you know. And this is the beautiful thing. This beautiful thing is just happened to me because I remember my first interview in before the pandemic or not after the pandemic. And I remember how we talk about my situation as a model because we need to be honest, okay? We need to be honest. 3 years ago, my life was very different than now. And my mentality was very different than now. But I think everything can change in your life, no matter if you are in Dominican Republic or in United States. I think everything can change at the moment you release. You need to change some mindset and you need to change some environment in your work, in your family, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think all the personal work I've been doing with me is giving so many good results now, you know, years later. But that's okay because sometimes the growth path is take a long time and I think it happened to me, but I'm grateful for that. For now, I can say work as a model in my country is not difficult anymore, you know. Sometimes people ask me, why you're not traveling? Why you're not doing the same thing in another country? If I'm not traveling, that doesn't mean I don't want to travel. That doesn't mean I am doing special things in my country and I am working with beautiful people and I am helping people at the same time with my own projects, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this is like my real purpose. And at the same time, I am just waiting and looking to travel with many good agencies and with many good people for work. Because, you know, a lot of things can happen when you are outside of your country with people you don't know who they are, with people you don't know how it's really their work outside. So we need to be careful. I know sometimes we just get desperate because you are trying and trying year by year, and you still don't see any results. But you don't need to get this desperate. If you need to travel for work, eventually you're going to be doing that. But you need to wait for your time sometimes.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I seen in the picture, because I asked this question as well, you attended an event that your friend did who's into movies, right?
Yes.
What kind of event that was that you attended? I remember sharing a picture from that event.
That was a premiere. It's like a festival. It's Dominican Cinema Festival. That was a premiere for a movie, Dominican movie. And eventually, the movie is now an international movie. That was the last year in December, November. I'm not sure. December, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, the cine, music and cine here are, you know, like exploding, you know. Many people from another country are just coming here for work with us, with our artists, with our actresses, with our models, you know. So this is why you need to be on point, you know. You need to be ready, girl or boy, because you don't know how it's going to be opportunity or, you know.
Awesome, yep. Now, another thing you explained to me is how you are helping others manage their social media. Could you go on with a little more detail on how you're using your experience on social media to help others and what ISMA Publicity is all about?
Yeah. Oh, ISMA Publicity, ISMA Publicity is one of my personal projects, you know. Yes, we have, this is one of the, all the service. We have digital products like masterclass, photo posts, masterclass, modeling masterclass, webinars about personal imagined, you know, how to potential your own self. And yes, we also have some helps for people who want to grow on social media. I have some clients from Europe, from United States, Dominican people living outside. Yes, it's really great. And I always told you, I love internet. I really love internet because you can connect with all the people you really want. And, you know, it's, I can imagine just now trying to work like 15 or 20 years ago, you know. Now it's more easy. This is why we need to be open to the opportunities, and we need to be open to the new world. So yes, we are actually, and I say we are because I am not alone. I have people working with me, entrepreneur woman and young woman, especially my sister. She just finished the school this year. She is also working with me in ISMA Publicity and in ISMA Beauty Consulting, because it's about online store and physical store, cosmetics products, and now wellness.
Nice. So what are some of the things you are working on now that we should look out for in the future?
Say it again, please.
Okay. What are some of the things you are working on now that we should look out for in the future?
Oh, well, at the moment, I just can't tell you. I'm just keeping my own projects, trying to grow up, trying to touch another business, because I can release. I'm just having a new passions in my life, not just about modeling or artwork. Now I just have a new passion about business work, you know, especially real estate and all the things who are becoming very, very popular in my country, because a lot of people are coming here for vacations, for buy a house, live the paradise, all these famous slogans, because it's for real, this is a paradise. So I can tell, for now, I am just trying to continue growing as a person and continue keep growing with my own projects. But I am open to receive, you know, new opportunities, new projects. I am always open, you know, open to the universe.
That's a good way to say it. Now, could you refresh our memory on what ISMA Consulting is all about and what was the inspiration behind the creation of it?
Yeah, this is a project we started three years ago. After the pandemic, yes. ISMA Beauty Consulting is basically about beauty cosmetics, beauty products. You know, one of my goals and dreams in life is have my own cosmetics line. But at the moment, I'm just buying new, very, very good products from Europe and United States for skincare, hair care, skincare, I say, yes, makeup, and that's it. But we have like a special essence. Even if this is not my own products, we have a special essence to provide and how to connect with people about these products. You know, we are trying to buy experience more than a product.
Nice. Yeah. Now, once again, where's the best place for all the new listeners and readers to reach you? And who would you like to give a shout out to before we end this interview?
What? Say it again, please.
Yeah, where's the best place for all the new listeners to reach you? And who would you like to give a shout out to before we end this interview?
Honestly, my favorite one is always Instagram.
Awesome. Tell them what Instagram that is. Remind them what Instagram it is to find you. What's the name of the Instagram?
Oh, for sure. It's Mauri Rodriguez. It's my Instagram. It's Mauri Rodriguez. We are waiting for my verification. I swear this is going to be a very, very good. Yes. I swear. We are just waiting. We try the process and we are just waiting. I get my fingers see like, oh, but please God, guys, this is going to be awesome. You know, it's going to be awesome. And I'm going to tell you. Up the first day when I'm gonna see my blue sign, I don't know how to say how you say in English the blue sign. Nah. I'm gonna send you a message like, okay, we got it.
Yeah, I know you're gonna freak out when that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna show you immediately.
Yeah, who would you like to give a shout out to before we end this interview?
Who
would you like to shout out before we end this interview?
And I don't remember how that means.
Like, who would you like to pay your respects to before we end this interview? Anybody you want to give notoriety, give them a name, call out, or anything? Shout out any friends or family?
Of course. I hope Jimmy, producer in Los Angeles, I hope he's listen this, and he's gonna be listening this interview, and he reminds Jimmy is a very nice producer from Mexico. He is now working in Los Angeles, so this is my people. You are my people, but they are also my people.
Awesome. yeah, we already know, man. We go back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ismiri, thank you for calling in. It's always a great pleasure having you coming on to the show. And
thank you, guys.
And you're the best, man. It's always great to hear your voice and hear what's going on out there.
Thank you.
You be safe out there and be careful out there and keep doing your thing, grinding out there in the Dominican Republic. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, man. I wish you the best. Kisses and hugs for everyone. Bye-bye.